Oh, the prize is all the wonderful people you got to talk to in the course of doing that. Thanks for doing that. Like Chris said, if you want to, if your dance card is not full yet, you can continue doing that during coffee hour. I've got just a few thoughts to share with you before we close for today and initiate our Guest at Your Table program. I believe we're starting to give those out now. Take one Guest at Your Table box per family or individual if you are living individually. One of the joys of my ministry here has been the holiday traditions that have begun and evolved over the past 20 plus years, including the Christmas Eve services themselves. As I mentioned earlier, and as we've done for many years now, we'll be decorating the sanctuary with greenery and ornaments to be ready for the holiday stroll next Saturday. I think we became one of the sites for the holiday stroll about 4 or 5 years ago. And when Jen Morton and Michelle Morrison brought their good energy to the life of our congregation, the Thanksgiving with UUs became a part of our seasonal calendar as well. So if you're looking for a place to spend Thanksgiving, you want to spend it with some really wonderful people, there's still some time to sign up for that. I'll be spending Thanksgiving with my wife, also a Michelle, in the New York area, but I'm pleased to see that a number of you have already planning to be here on Thanksgiving to share that meal and play some games, and there's still room at the table for that. This event has also become a part of our ongoing congregational life. And it wouldn't be the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, holiday season if we didn't also distribute our Guest at Your Table boxes as we are doing right now and ask you to support the fine work of our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. The origins of this wonderful organization go back to the Second World War, when both the Unitarians and the Universalists, this was before merger, were each engaged in rescue and relief efforts for primarily religious liberals in Europe who were endangered by the onslaught of Nazism. You can learn more about that amazing story if you just go to the Service Committee's website. It's very easy, uusc.org. And while you're checking that story out, take a look as well at many of the social justice efforts the UUSC engages in various parts of the world, as well as in this country, as they put into decisive action the call of our Unitarian Universalist purposes and principles. Because you'll find the story there, and I've also got it in this little booklet called Stories of Hope. It's on the information table. Pick one of these up. You'll find the story of Dalia Zaida, a young woman youth leader and human rights activist in Egypt, who with the Service Committee's support is working to empower a generation of Egyptians who are experiencing democracy for the first time. You'll find the story of Patrick LaFontaine, a Haitian youth who is working with disadvantaged neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince that are still seeking to recover from the devastation of the earthquake that city and country knew a little less than 2 years ago. You'll find the story of Chrysantis Mwaladihi, a human rights activist in Kenya who, in partnership with the UUSC, is helping communities protect and strengthen their sources of water, very vital to their lives. You'll find the story of Maria Aguilera and her advocacy work with immigrant communities in and around Salinas, California, again in partnership with the UUSC. As I say, these stories are told in fuller detail in the booklet. This booklet, they're available on our information table. Each year, the Service Committee turns to its member congregations in the UUA, congregations like us, to ask for their support through the Guest at Your Table program. They ask each church family, or individual member or friend, to take one of these boxes, which I believe most of you have at this point, to take one of these boxes to your home. Think of it as a guest in your home. Think of it as someone's life that has been made better, made more whole, or could be made more better and more whole by the Service Committee's work. And when you're having a meal, put a portion of what you would spend at that meal into this box, all the meals you'll be having over the next several weeks, and then bring it to our service on the Sunday before Christmas when they will be collected. I've had many reasons over the years to be very proud of this congregation in many respects. One of them is certainly the way you have responded to the appeal of our Service Committee over the years, and I trust I'm going to feel the same way this year as well. So I thank you once again for supporting this very great cause. And I wish each of you, however you spend it, with your family, with your friends, whether it's here in our dining room, wherever it may be, I wish each of you a very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving on this coming Thursday. Let's sing now together our closing hymn, which is number 69, Give Thanks.